remember. Oh. Sorry, I need to make sure.
I would think we would enable small businesses as long as they reciprocate.
What was that? Ken, just
Oh, no. They're reciprocating.
Right. And I'm sure they would, if they'd been to so,
Yeah,
vote for credit.
okay.
I'm hooked into Huntsville's, but it doesn't want me to be
All right,
We
lovely,
only have a minute.
lovely city. No, it is time. So,
We
lovely
have
city
forum,
council
let's
members,
do
we
it.
have quorum. It is time. And we are going to get started. Come in. Yeah. So, all right, here. And Corbin is not online, is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, we will get started in regards. So, all right. I hereby call the Ogden Valley City Council meeting for Tuesday, March 17th at 12 p.m. I call it to order. We are currently hosting this meeting live at the Huntsville Town Hall, as well as we have accessibility on Zoom for people not able to be here in person. I will go ahead and do a roll call to establish quorum. So in today's meeting, we have Councilmember Hickman, Hoagland, Shaw, Dooling Baker in person in the room. Via Zoom, we have Councilmember Booth. I am Mayor Wampler, and we have our city recorder and IT director helping facilitate the meeting.
Madam Mayor, may I make a comment?
Can we wait until
This
we do the
is
Pledge of Allegiance?
sure.
That'd be great.
Absolutely.
Start the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And we will proceed to a moment of silence. Thank you. All right. Did you need a comment to be made?
Yes. This is a very critical comment in nature today. Happy St. Patrick's Day, everyone. And just so you know, today, St. Patrick's Day of every year, is the only day that I do use my married name. So let the record reflect that the council person for District 3 is Kay Hoagland. Go Notre Dame, O'Brien.
Right.
Oh,
Okay. Salancho. Exactly.
I had a record I was trying to do.
Right.
Anyway, we can do it. All right. First thing on the agenda is the public comment. This is for anyone in the city who would like to come and speak about any issue that is under the purview of the city council. We start with the people in the room. There is nobody in the room outside of our city council and our IT director and recorder. But let me see if we were kidding before. Kathy Zindel, did you have a comment you wanted to? Okay, she was pulling my leg. Is there anyone online that would like to make a comment? If so, please raise your hand and Kathy will unmute here.
About the
All right, we'll give it to, let's give me more seconds here. All right, I will close the public comment section of the meeting, and we will move straight into our agenda. Starting with the consent agenda, we have our attorney, I believe, is still not online, so I'm just going to go ahead and present it. Usually it would be our attorney, Mr. Gordon. Our consent agenda contains two items on it, two topics on it. We have the approval of minutes for February 17th, February 23rd, and March 3rd. We also have the approval of business licenses, which are set for adoption by us. I'm going to ask for a motion to approve the consent agenda as stated.
I move we approve the consent agenda as stated.
Is there a second?
A second.
We have a motion by Councilmember Hickman and a second by Councilmember Shaw. All in favor say aye.
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 Councilmember Booth, did you vote?
He's muted.
Chad, can you hear us?
Yes, I did. I did vote. I said aye.
Perfect. That makes it a unanimous vote of aye, and therefore the consent agenda passes as adopted. Next on the agenda was Ordinance 2026-17, the Animal Control Interlocal Agreement, and it was discussed in our work session that it is not yet ready again to, we still have some questions to answer. Or did
I
you
have got candidates.
Oh, excuse
this
me.
Morning. Look at it.
Timing.
Yeah. And yeah, we had a busy morning. And Council Member Shaw and I have been talking with the Animal Control Director, Siri, whose last name is
Maine.
Siri Maine. And as well as Weaver County Attorney, who is responsible for drafting this, Brian Behrman. Behrman, and bottom line, we were confused about two things, and we got this absolutely straightened out. As a fresh read of the agreement, it appears that there are multiple fees to be charged to the city. And that was not clear. Lo and behold, that was not the intent of the agreement. This agreement has been intact for many, many years. And the only matter, the only amount the city pays under this is charges based on an annual formula. The confusion in the language is purely language confusion. There are multiple references to fees and annual changes in fees. Those are references to fees charged to the population for various services provided by animal control. And so in discussions with fellow council member Tia, knowing that these are merely language changes, and the county attorney said, of course, you know, we can make that better. We can make that language perfectly clear. We would like to proceed and have the council consider adoption of the agreement subject to the clarification that what we pay is based on the annual formula. We were trying to get an updated estimate of that, but we did not get that yet. That we were provided with prior figures, I think, estimations a few months ago. So the formula is the formula. And so I submit with that house cleaning language to be changed that we consider adopting it subject to clarification of the fee structure. So we're not paying the fees referenced in with regard to public charges for services.
Can I ask a question? All right, so just a clarifying question. If the way that I'm understanding, and please let me know if I've got this wrong, is that when I call for a motion, it would be your inclination to make a motion to forward and adopt the interlocal agreement of animal control with the caveat that the language will be worked between the county and the new city regarding the fee structure.
Absolutely.
May I ask a follow-up question? And that is, what happens if you two do not come to an agreement?
We bring it back because it's not ratified.
Okay.
It's not accepted.
And if I'm not mistaken, by doing that motion, if we do proceed and you guys do come to an agreement on language, it's already completed here. We just simply sign it, the recorder myself, we sign it, and it moves forward.
Correct.
Okay. You had a question though.
Is there a time criticality to get it approved today?
Yes, in the interest of efficiency. There's no need to hold this up. They are already sending us, as I understand, invoices based on this structure. And in the interest of efficiency, let's get it done. This is a minor interlocal.
Okay. That's a different matter. I'm not aware of any invoices coming in. We had a discussion that until they were ready with an ILA, we were not going to be charged.
Well, apparently, Siri did send an invoice. It was to a Huntsville address. it got returned.
Okay.
Okay, does that
So
give
that,
you pause?
well, that's a separate issue.
Okay.
The ILA is one thing. Whether or not our approving of an invoice is a separate issue, I think.
Correct. Yeah.
But I will say to your point, Councilmember Hickman, we did receive this ILA about a month ago, and I have received follow-up emails asking what our status is with it, and we've continued to table it. So if there is agreement by the City Council, a majority agreement, that is the motion that she would like to put forth. Is there somebody else that has a different discussion or motion that they think is
Is there any necessity to put in a cap so there's aren't additional fees that can be added on if we do approve this with those changes to language?
Well, a cap would be a money amount, if we understand it. The formula is the formula, and this is very similar, I think, to the sheriff's agreement. We pay according to a formula.
Okay, can that language be in there that we pay according to the formula?
Yes, that's exactly
That's
what
the
that
language.
sheriff anyway, Councilman Petty. This is exactly the language that we want to clarify. This is one of those phenomena. When new eyes read an agreement, they see things sometimes that for years others have bypassed and taken for granted. And so I think that's what this situation is. The language needs tightening.
And they've been providing services, so I'm fine with
Yeah.
moving ahead.
Anything, Councilmember Booth, just since I can't see you, if you have your hand raised.
Sorry, I cut out there a little bit. What was the question?
If you had anything to comment on whether or not, or just commenting on the interlocal agreement about the animal control.
No, that's great. Yep, I was listening through there.
Okay, perfect. Then in that case, I will call for a motion.
Would you like me to? I will state
All of
this. All of us agree. It's time to make a motion. So I move that the interlocal cooperation agreement for animal control services between Weber County and Ogden Valley City be approved, subject to securing appropriate language changes to clarify the terms of the charges such that it is. They are based on an annual formula versus the random fees or the other fee schedules that are charged above.
All right, is there a second?
I will second that with the caveat that what you said is we just need clarification on the language in it.
Do you
I
accept
view that
that
as a
caveat?
friendly amendment. Yeah, it's consistent with the motion.
Okay, so in that case, I'll accept your second. So then we have a motion on the table from Councilmember Hoagland and a second from Councilmember Shaw. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right. Everybody, you know what? It's, sorry, it's my apologies to the ordinance. I'm going to do a roll call vote. So Councilmember Shaw,
Aye.
Councilmember Dealing Baker,
Aye.
Councilmember Hoagland,
Aye.
Councilmember Booth,
Aye.
Councilmember Hickman.
Aye.
The ayes have it, it's unanimous, and the ordinance is adopted, subject to securing language changes to clarify fees and charges. All right. The next item on the agenda is a closed meeting as needed, with the purposes allowed in UCA 52425. It requires a council member to make a motion to open a closed meeting. Is there a council member who wishes to do so? Hearing none, I will take a motion to adjourn.
I move we adjourn.
Wait a second.
Second from Council Member Hoagland O'Brien.
Excuse me, Hoagland O'Brien. We have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed?
Aye.
Whoa, hold on.
He said that. He said that. He would have
Aye.
said
I said aye.
yes. Okay. We have the ayes have it. Five votes to adjourn. It is currently 12:14. We beat our record by 2 minutes.
In spite of Councilwoman O'Brien's desire to drag it out.
I'm
Yay, caramba. I'm mighty.
Oh, it's 5 minutes.
Hey,
Oh, five minutes.
real quick before I get cut off, special meeting is at what time?
2:30.
Okay, and can we please make sure there's a Zoom link to that for me?
Yeah, I'll email you.
Yeah, and by the way, please be on time, everybody, because we have a very short window. 30 minutes only, and we got 15 people and at least half of us left to talk. So 30
thank,
minutes.
Thank you. Thanks, Kathy, for doing that. Appreciate it.
Yep.
All right.
Now, tell me about special needs.
Can I
is it
no, no, we're
origin. Can I ask this then?